All right, guys, I'm back. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm expecting someone to show up here, and I think they're here, but I don't think they're through the door yet. So I have to finish this. I have to. I've been, like, wanting to talk about this for so long. So I left off talking about how Justin Trudeau was actually in Surrey, BC, 4 days ago. And he was talking to everyone while he was there to announce that they're giving $1.3 billion to finish the Langley SkyTrain. Now, this SkyTrain, so I was looking at the map, and I'm really investigating here. So I'm looking at the map, and this SkyTrain, where they are extending it, actually goes along the Fraser River, which again goes up to Linton. And this is where the train has been, the train railway were burned down. This is the area that, you know, Gates and all them own. Like, this is incredible. This is also Indigenous land, and what's, you know, interesting is that the Indigenous bands are fine with this displacement. However, it seems to be pushing everybody else out, right? So, beyond that, what is the point of this? So, I'm tying this all in. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. The whole goal of that is to push everybody in to city centers, right? And they're going to use environmentalism and climate control as a way to do that. But they're also doing that under the guise with this new Bill C-15 with the Indigenous, giving them rights, and they're working with them, okay? So this is what's going on. We now have a bunch of chiefs and stuff that are working with this. They have actually, I just found out that the Indigenous are actually pushing and taking part, and I'm not saying all of them because I'm sure they wouldn't all agree, are taking part in this extension of infrastructure in this area for the SkyTrain and such, which is a little confusing to me. It is. So they're using this as a reason to say that this is going to help the universities, University of BC. It's going to help all of the people that have to travel that go to the University of BC, because there's so much traffic that goes through there that it's going to help the situation. And they're also going to be increasing the housing budget in that area as well at the same time. Now, what I found really interesting is that I was looking into the University of BC, and they have more housing than any other university in Canada. But however, they're using this as an excuse to continue to build this infrastructure. Is that not interesting to you? That was interesting to me, that they're using this as a reason to continue all this infrastructure when that university actually has the most housing out of any university in Canada. So that was interesting. This was interesting. They're using the Skylink the SkyTrain, also stating that this is for climate control, because everything, their whole point now is that everything is going to be electric buses, electric car charging stations. They're adding thousands and thousands more of these in the next couple of years as well with this budget that they have put in for the SkyTrain. Which is like a lot. It's $1.3 billion while we're already trillions of dollars in debt. So now they're doing this. I wanted to quote some of the things that were said during this meeting in Surrey, BC. Like I said, the most important thing is to be listening to the words that they're using, okay? Now, Minister Catherine McKenna, she was one of the first people to speak, and these were the things that she was saying. She said that the Indigenous are at risk for climate change, and that this is part of the reconciliation. Okay, all right. She said, quote, "It's great we are getting out of the COVID-19 pandemic." Are we? Are we? Because the media keeps talking about how all these variants are coming in and it's going to create this new wave and we're all going to die. I mean, honestly, but according to this lady, we are now coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic. In BC right now, when she said that, there were over 639 active cases. But yet here in Nova Scotia, we only have 31. But BC is wide open. And well, look at us. Okay? We have to pay attention to all these weird little things that are going on, the things that they say. Something else she said is that we will get out of COVID pandemic, but we will have a climate crisis. These are her exact words. We are going to get out of the COVID pandemic, but we will have a climate crisis. This is what they were talking about while introducing this $1.3 billion for SkyTrade. Okay, they also said we need to focus on climate crises in the same way we did COVID. We need to focus on the scientists, and we all need to work together. These are her words. Does this not sound exactly like what we've been dealing with for the last year and a half with we all need to work together and listen to the scientists? They're brainwashing them again. This is what they're doing. She said that COVID created a pandemic and also an economic crisis. If we have an economic crisis, why haven't we opened up so that businesses don't have to crash? Why is it that we're actually going to be halting the CRB that's been giving out to people who lost their jobs? Why are we not taking this $1.3 billion instead of putting it into infrastructure for a SkyTrain and put it into the economy in a way that we can sustain in a quicker manner than thinking like this is for gas, you know, because the whole thing with this SkyTrain is for gas emissions. This is for, you know, the whole climate disaster, right? So why are they pushing this climate disaster? And why are they announcing that there's going to be an economic crisis because of the pandemic, but yet we're just throwing money away for things that we actually don't need? Like I said, the University of New Brunswick actually has more housing in that area than any other university in Canada. So why are they using that as an excuse? Very interesting. She also said, since 2015, we've been trying to get things built. Now, what happened in 2015? 2015 was when the Indigenous proposed the actions with the Truth and Reconciliation Act. That was when that was proposed. So that date of her saying, since 2015, we've been trying to get things built, really got my attention when I realized that that was the same time that the Truth and Reconciliation Act was proposed to the government, but yet refused, and now passed under the radar without anybody even noticing that it happened. Holy moly. Now, let's add a little bit more in there. If we are going to be going into everything electric, electric buses, electric cars, electric everything, everything is going to be run so that there's zero emission, how does that work with all these cyber attacks that are taking place? Anybody? I mean, these types of things are what go through my mind. We're moving everything to electric, we're moving everything to, you know, be on these different types of power grids, these different types of, you know, systems. However, we're also freaking out about cyber attacks at the same time. Imagine if cyber attacks hit the power stations for electric cars and electric buses and all this sort of stuff. What would happen? Think about that on a big scale. What would happen? So then Trudeau came in after her. So Trudeau came in after Catherine McKenna. And the best part was the whole time Trudeau is talking, you can hear all this yelling and screaming going on in the background. I'm sure that wasn't to his favor. It certainly doesn't sound like it. So you need to go and listen to these because there is yelling and screaming going on the whole time Trudeau is trying to talk. I actually had to put my phone up to my ear to be able to hear him over the screaming that was going on in the background. So his first quote was, "This will make your lives easier." Now, if you've been watching the World Economic Forum and Davos and what they've been saying about the Great Reset, what is the key slogan? This is going to make your life easier. You're going to own nothing and be happy, right? See how they keep using the same things over and over again, but just different scenarios, different scenarios. Again, if you don't know what Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 is, you might want to know now, because this is what this is all about, making your life easier. We're going to push you all into city centers. You're not going to own anything, and you're going to be happy as long as you listen to everything that we have to say. He also said that extreme weather and fires is only one example of what we have seen recently. Don't those fires happen every year? I mean, I've lived in Canada all my life, and I'm pretty sure those fires happen every single year, but apparently this is just happening recently. So again, that push for the climate disaster to, you know, reduce all these emissions and to save the climate. I mean, they're doing this all over the entire world right now. And he said that by 2050, he wants to have a net zero with this. Unbelievable, guys. And so, a couple things. So they said that they want to have the SkyTrain, the TransLink that I've been talking about. They want to have this done by 2025, and that the advanced construction of it will be done by 2030. Agenda 2030. Hello. This is all also. So this is the part that really got me like, whoa, okay. So this is all tied in with the Indigenous UN Charter right now, because all of this construction and infrastructure that's being built in BC right now, in the exact area that they just created all those fires and displacements and everything, this is all being done in partnership with the Squamish, and mind my pronunciation here, the Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. Guys, I don't know what kind of deals have been made that the First Nations and Indigenous would agree to these things, if these nations are agreeing with this infrastructure being built. I don't know. And I am going to continue to look into that deeper. I told you I don't have it all, but I've got some stuff that I'm putting together that to me is making no sense at all. Like, this is insane what they are doing right now. And this is being done in partnership with the First Nations, which is exactly what this Bill C-15 is. And they're tying it all in to Agenda 2021 and Agenda 2030, all under the guise of this, you know, climate disaster and economic crash that's going to happen. It's all going to happen at once, because it already is. It's already in place in every, they're all linked together. Like, this is all happening at once. You know, this is like what we could call an ecocide when it comes to like the HAARP and you know, the plan for Agenda 2030 with moving everybody in off the land. They're going to continue to destroy Indigenous land and well, land in general. They're going to continue to do this to push everybody in. And I have a feeling we're going to see that pretty soon. We're going to start to see a lot more climate increasing because of this agenda, right? And we're seeing it all over the world, everywhere. I mean, India's flooded right now. China was flooded. It's happening everywhere, you guys. This isn't just like, you know, one event in one place. I mean, this is happening everywhere. Everywhere. But you know, in Canada they had to maneuver it a little bit because of, you know, the Indigenous land, right? They had to maneuver. So then they agreed to the, you know, Bill C-15 in a way that it made it look nice and cushiony and oh, we're helping the Indigenous. No, it's actually that's their guise. They're using that as their guise to kind of get them to agree to everything that's happening. And like I just said, they're in partnership with this whole infrastructure building. So this is quite something. There's a lot more I need to talk about, but my friend is here, so I'm gonna go have some fun in the sun. And yeah, so start looking into everything that I just said. I do feel there's something about in the next 9 days. I don't know what that means, but in the next 9 days, there's gonna be a lot more information that's gonna be coming out to this that I will like to speak to. And I am going to be coming back and talking to you about the supply chain and the food shortages and how that's happening here in our country and on a global level as well. All right. I love you guys. I hope that wasn't too much for you. And if there's anything that didn't make any sense, please let me know, because I know I rambled quite a bit. All right. I love you.